Hunters and Collectors, they're one of Australia's enduring favourite bands, and we couldn't be more excited, Molly, that with Sounds by the River, they're finally heading our way in April. Mark Seymour, we're sure you share that excitement. Good morning.
Hi, how are you? It's very exciting to be able to get back there again. We know we did play there 2 years ago, and the tour was interrupted by this virus. And,
yeah.
What virus? I haven't heard of it.
That's right. And we're just basically capping the tour off. It's actually going to be pretty big. I mean, there's about 17 shows, so Manaman's part of that. I remember it vividly. It's a beautiful spot.
I just want to throw in real quick, Throw Your Arms Around Me was actually my parents' wedding song.
Oh, good choice. Good choice.
Really?
Classic.
Yeah. And every time I hear it, I just think of my very, you know, young parents dancing to that. And they're very excited that we're talking to you today. So there you go.
Oh, cool. You let them know.
Yeah.
Like, are they listening, are they?
It's Sue and Grant. They're my parents.
Oh, hi there, Sue and Grant. Throw Your Arms Around Me.
What is it like, Mark, to have songs like Throw Your Arms Around Me that just endure throughout generations? I mean, that one in particular, I was just watching a YouTube clip back of you doing that with the pub choir mid last year with, you know, voices from all around the world that have connected to this song.
Yeah, well, it's very fortunate, you know, that it worked out that way. I mean, when we first recorded it, there was no way of knowing that it would just hang in there. It just became very popular live, really.
Yeah.
I mean, oddly enough, it wasn't actually that big a song when we first released it. It just grew into the role, and just based on audience reaction, really, how people react to it in the space, and it just endured from that point of view.
I think that's what's so cool about music, though, is I imagine when you're writing a song, you don't sit there and think, oh, this is going to be someone's wedding song one day, or this song's going to be the anthem of, you know, AFL grand finals forever.
I know. I mean, it's really fantastic. I mean, the Holy Grail is kind of, it's those two songs in particular, really. They just happen to have parked themselves in a certain space in the public mind, and they've never left, really. It's a mystery to really. I mean, that's the thing about songwriting. You know, you're always sort of chasing that tiger, but you know, trying to make things as good as you can make them. You know, and structurally and lyrics and melody and the rest of it. But every so often, something comes along that just surprises you. You know.
Mark, you've had such a fantastic career, not only with Hunters and Collectors, but now for a long time with Mark Seymour and The Undertow. Your solo career has just gone from strength to strength. How do you differentiate the two? Because I know Hunters and Collectors aren't doing any new music, but of course you still do some touring and some shows with them. And then new music, is it good to have a little bit of yin and yang there?
Jeez. yin and yang. Look, it's a completely different social experience. Like, it's really, the band Hunters and Collectors is a sound, really.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just really, ultimately, you know, like all of the years we were together and, you know, the mixed fortunes, and we made, you know, lots of records, and some were more successful than others. And, you know, the career that the band Hunters had was pretty unusual. We didn't kind of just ascend quickly. Like, the famous Australian bands that people can think of from that era, you know, they had this very quick movement to the top, you know, had two or three really big commercial records, and just sort of like Cold Chisel's a good example, or In Excess, or, but Hunters and Collectors never really evolved like that. It was sort of up and down, and, you know, we spent a lot of time overseas, and in the end, I you know, when the band does play together, and I wonder about what it is, what is the appeal that audience, it's very much about what's going on in front of the stage, you know, and it's the sound of the brass. People talk about the brass a lot.
I love a good horn section.
Their brass, those guys have a particular way of playing too, which is quite unique in that area. But then there's the rhythm section as well, like John Archer, the bass player, very unusual bass player, and Douglas Faulkner, those two guys, they have a particular way of playing, which is very, very tough and punchy. And it's just, I don't know, maybe it's an acquired taste, but there's a big solid bunch of people out there who really love that sound, and it's just endured regardless of our relative commercial success. The band's just had that sound all the way through, and so basically this tour, this Red Hot Summer tour, is we just put together brass is up front the whole time. I think there's two songs where there's no brass, and we just do the songs that people are the most popular songs in the band's repertoire.
Love it.
You guys have been performing for a really long time, so I imagine that it would have changed from when you first started. What is it like now? What are those key differences?
Two things immediately spring to mind. We've got a very big media show, like there's a big screen behind us. There's a big visual component to the show. So it's very theatrical. And it's big. It's just a very big sound. It's a big stage band now. And so the shows that we do are on a big scale. That's kind of been a definite choice that we've made. The band works really well like that. And the other thing is I don't run around anymore.
Yeah, you're good. Conserve that energy, mate.
There are certain limitations in the body, you know, like the left knee's a bit dodgy. But otherwise, yeah, I just tend to play. I know that's something I've sort of learned post-Hunters, that I just tend to be more traditional in that approach. Now I just sort of concentrate on my voice and what my hands are doing, and it's just much more of a, I don't know. Some people say it's a bit country and western what I'm doing now, but I just prefer to stand there, hold my ground, and just get the notes out, you know.
Sounds by the River, Hunters and Collectors, James Rain, The Living End, The Angels, John Stevens, Baby Animals, Killing Heidi, Boom Crash Opera, The Madam Golf Club, Saturday, April 9. Get your tickets through ticketmaster.com.au. Mark Seymour, we love Hunters, mate. Glad to come back.
Good on you, mate. Thanks very much. Cheers.
Thanks for making my parents' day. Bye, Mark.
Yeah, absolutely. Good on you. Cheers.